Welcome to Level Up. I'm Sherelle.
And I'm Danny. And this is the podcast where we talk about health, fitness, and mindset.
Losing motivation. If you are a goal setter in January, you know, people really ride motivation and they feel motivated. So they're like, yep, my life's going to change. But that's really backwards because technically you should, yes, you can use that little ounce of motivation, but that can't be the backbone and the fuel to what you're doing. So by taking action and getting a result, that will be your motivation there. So it's good to be sort of process driven. So be addicted to the action rather than the motivation, because you can be motivated and still not take action, right? But if you're just consistently setting little habits and just changing your life one tiny piece at a time, you will get the results. Then you will feel motivated. Like, for example, when I just wanted to feel better about myself recently, and I started just adding one walk in a night. And that was a small habit that, you know, you don't see results just from going for a walk, but that was a small catalyst to change my mindset. It was a little habit that I added in. And then all of a sudden I sort of changed my nutrition in little doses. Everything was just tiny, tiny, tiny habit changes. And then after taking those actions, the results came, in which I was happy with. And then that was my motivation to keep going. So yeah, it's very much backwards for a lot of people. They think motivation is the backbone, where it should be the action that you're taking.
Yeah, well said. You hit the nail on the head. You know, motivation follows momentum. And a lot of people think, yeah, I'm just going to wake up and feel motivated, I'm going to get going. And whilst that might be true for some people, I think motivation is great and we can use it just to like jumpstart the car. We've got to realize that we've got to get some momentum and we've got to get things rolling, got to get moving and create action to be able to generate, I guess, a little bit of a result and then go again. And even for the coaches like listening, like this is something that's actually really important to understand about like the psyche of clients coming in, right? Because they're going to be really motivated when they're chatting to you. They're going to want a result and they're going to see you as the solution for having the answers to be able to get that. Now, the result could be, let's just say, like they want to lose 10 kilos or whatever it might be, or they want to hit a 100 kilo squat. Let's say that. We know as coaches that we can't get them those results instantly, like what society has sort of conditioned us to believe. Like we can just get these things really quickly and we're motivated and we want the thing, right? But as coaches, we have to be able to give them sort of some sort of result initially, like first week I'm talking, we have to give people some sort of result that's going to help with that momentum and motivation. That's actually our job. Now, what I'll say is the result that you're going to give them probably won't be the goal that they're after. Has to be something else, right? And it can be human connection. It can be feeling heard. It can be a sense of achievement in the gym in another way. It can be positive reinforcement. It can be a host of other things, right? And this is why a coach is so valuable, because they can give you those sort of little jump starts to keep you going to eventually be able to get you to the result, right? We can give them to ourselves, just a little bit more trickier. So I think a lot of people get confused as well. Like they're so driven on the big goal. And when they have no guidance, everything else feels like a failure because they can't actually see all the other little actions and results and like tipping points, like you said, the catalysts for change. They can't see those things and allow themselves to feel excited and then sort of be reinforced and then have that motivation trickle around again. So it's really important to understand that like we can hack that dopamine, like motivation reward system as well. Coaches can do it. We can do it intrinsically. There's lots of systems and like, you know, like habit-based approaches and like ticking boxes, all that sort of stuff does it too. But it's about realizing not that motivation is the thing. It's just going to get us started. And then we have to make sure that we've got all the other actions in place to get us some sort of reinforcement so we can continue that sort of feedback loop.
Yeah, so good. And when it comes to us signing on to something or buying a product, we often buy based on the motivation and then the results. A lot of marketing uses those strategies. Just they show you transformation side by side pictures and all of that quick like validation. I don't know what word I'm trying to say, but it's like quick fix mentality still. Like this is the result. They use the result as the marketing, which yes, it gets the sales, but then what can happen is if you're actually, you know, wanting to work with people, you need to also put the actions in your marketing to let them know, hey, you get this result, but you actually have to do all of this work. It's not a quick fix. You know, it's going to be bloody tough, but that's why we're here to do this together, because people are misled and they're also naive. So it is important to, yes, use transformations for marketing and everything, but really get to know your client and let them know your process, because you want them to enjoy that process as well for the long term. A lot of people skip that out because it's not sexy to show counting your macros or, you know, grinding in the gym all the time or waking up early when the kids are screaming. That's not sexy. That's not going to get an initial sale, but that's actually the reality. So coaches, make sure you set the expectations with your client and say, this is the process. Like, we can get you that goal, but let's focus on what we're doing right now, which is actually all this work.
Yeah, 100%. I think as well, probably a lot of the coaches that are listening to us, they're probably not in that niche, that little market where, like, you know, it's almost the challenge space. They're probably not in that sort of like really cheap stuff. They're probably trying to buy people into like long-term investment coaching, like, you know, habit building, all those sort of things as well. So when you're doing that, you know, usually people have been around in loops doing all the stuff for years and years and years, and it hasn't worked, right? And they're realizing that. That's the space that I'm in. Like, they've done all the shit, they've done all the challenges, done all the things. And it's sort of easy for me to be like, how's that going? Did it work? You know, because most people might get the result in 8 weeks, but another 8 weeks pass and they're sort of back to where they were, or if not, they've actually overshot usually. So it's really important to understand, like, people aren't really coming to you for a result. They're not really coming to you for the goal. Like, when you ask people, like, oh, what's your goal? And they're like, I want this. I want 5 kilos. I want whatever. They're not really wanting that. And like, a good coach will sort of know that. You're probably not going to say that to them initially and sort of scare them off, but you'll try and deliver on the thing that they don't actually know they need. And I know that might sound like a little bit, I guess, deep, but if you've got someone healthy BMI or whatever it might be, and they, you know, they want to lose body fat or whatever it is, like, you need to really understand, like, what they actually want. Maybe they want to feel in control. Like, maybe they want to feel confident, like, in the gym, or maybe they want to feel worthy, or maybe they want community, or maybe they just want someone as a hype girl. Like, really understand what they're actually wanting, because if you can deliver on that, like I said, that's that result piece to be able to generate a little bit more momentum, motivation, then they're just going to start slowly working towards the goal that they think they want because of the person they're actually becoming. So it's a little bit more different when you're in the coaching space, right? Rather than the mass marketing before and after, you can have yours too. And it's like so cliche. And I just, like, I want to smash my head against a brick wall when I read anything about marketing in the fitness industry. It's so off and it's so wrong. Like, I was listening to this marketing book the other day and they were talking about, yeah, just like give everyone a free 6-week challenge. And then, like, and I'm like, that is like most ridiculous stuff, but that is literally what a lot of the, I guess, bigger big box gyms and like all these sort of things, that's the sort of marketing principles and advice that they're sort of gearing from, with mass campaigns around weight loss and making it quick and making it easy and all those sort of things. But we know that that's not the reality, and I can't be bothered trying to like sell someone into something like that when, you know, it's actually not the truth. Like, to me, that actually just creates more work. So as a consumer, for you guys, like, knowing that that motivation piece, knowing that you're going to feel it and be like, I'm feeling motivated because it's summer, it's January, like new year, new me, that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't let that dictate like everything that you do from after. Like, just sit in that feeling, enjoy it, take small steps, like enjoy the reinforcement that you get intrinsically from being able to achieve those small steps, and then just slowly build from there, because that's the biggest difference between those that fail and give up and those that see, like, just, you know, missing the mark as, you know, a bump in the road and they just get back on track. That's probably one of the biggest differences.
Yeah. And we definitely still see a lot of the challenges and more transactional products. And we're just not that podcast, because, like, we're not here as a marketing podcast to tell you how to make money. Like, that's not our thing. We're trying to teach you how to live a fulfilling life, doing what you love, delivering a quality service to your clients. And yes, you might not have thousands of clients because it's impossible to actually do that with such a high number, but you'll just feel good about yourself and they will feel good about themselves. Because if someone aims, to use your example from before, to lose 5 kilos, sure, you and I know how to do that in an unethical way, you know, restriction, blah, 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 listing out all the negative ways to lose 5 kilos. Cool. But then they're not going to have access to that beautiful community, self-confidence, all of the actual positive things that a long-term habit-based approach would bring. So it is not about just losing the 5 kilos. It's about which person did you have to become in order to do that? Mm. Is it someone who did it out of negative experiences? Because you very much become that person and then you'll lose the 5 kilos and then, you know, you won't feel worthy. It won't feel good enough. You'll just radiate all the negativity, or you actually do it in a way that's, you know, authentic, sustainable, realistic. And then you become this, you become your habits. So they have to be good habits. They have to be positive habits, because then you'll reach your goal. You would have transformed as a person mentally. And that is what's being robbed from people when they embark on something that's a quick fix or a challenge and all of that. I mean, as the person providing that service, it's a quick way to make money. And if that's your number one goal in life, then keep going, whatever. But you can't rob people of that beautiful experience of learning who they are, because you actually have to grow into your goals.
Yep.
You can't just be given your goals. Like, you win Tats Lotto, you're given all this money, but most people lose it. Or they buy, there's been stories, they bought that Ferrari that they wanted, but they didn't actually know how to drive it, so they crashed it. Like, they hadn't grown into that role. Just like getting your pro card, you know, if you get it straight away, which some people do, because they have grown into the role. But if you get it and don't value it, don't value yourself, the process wasn't good, you know, you didn't grow into that pro-worthy status. So, yeah, really important to give yourself the time to mentally transform.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of people aren't ready for it. And you see it a lot in even celebrity sort of spaces where people get fame before they are ready for it, before they're mature enough for it, before they have life experience and understanding as well. Mm. And I also wanted to highlight, because I think, like, I did a post on this the other day and about sort of the challenge space, and there's nothing wrong with challenges. It's the mindset of the marketing behind it, and usually the rationale as to why people do it. When it comes to challenges, like, they just keep getting shorter. Do you know what I mean? Like, 12 weeks was standard for us when we were first.
Yeah, 12 weeks.
You know, now it's like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 21 days, whatever the friggin' hell people.
The 3-day challenge.
Oh my! Like, literally, like, it's the mindset behind it, right? Like, doing something's always better than doing nothing. And I think whatever gets people moving, gets them active, gets them feeling good about themselves and healthy and all those things, of course, like, we reinforce that. Mm-hmm. And I also acknowledge that people love a start, a middle, and an end. They love a journey and transition, and no one wants to feel like they're quote unquote suffering for 12 weeks, but that's the problem. Like I said, that's the mentality and that's the issue with it all. So I look forward to the day that there's something that it shifts. Do you know what I mean? Because I think the challenge space just has a dirty feel about it now because of the marketing and just how sick of it people are. And just, you know, you only ever see the people that finish it, which might be, I'd love to see some stats, like 10% of people that actually sign up might make it to the end. If that, I bet you it's less. So it's just about realizing, you know, why we're doing it. You're going to lose motivation. These things are tools. They're great for beginners to start with, but then what? You know, we can't just keep going round in circles and doing the same things and being stuck in our same ways and not actually changing behaviors, just getting motivated by other people's results. It's just like dangling sort of like food in front of a dog, right? At the end of the day, when it comes to the challenge space.